Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 133 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I am recording from Bermuda, and normally beautiful, still somewhat beautiful, it is windy. When you're having the argument of which is more powerful, storm force winds or gale force winds, there's a wind problem. But it's been a good week. I'm here with Just for Laughs. The shows have been going great, and let's get into it. First of all, my trip down here, I had a new experience, and I've been flying so much for so long. The idea of a new experience with an airline caught me totally off guard. American Airlines downgraded me from business to coach. Yeah, I've been upgraded before. I've heard of upgrades. I never even heard of downgrades. Now, here's what happened. I paid for a business class seat because I was flying on business. Well, I got my seat from L.A. to Miami, and I didn't get a seat from Miami to Bermuda. So when I landed in Miami and went to check in for the Miami to Bermuda leg of the flight, they said, oh, we're sorry, we oversold the business class seats, so you don't get one. Only airlines can do that, okay? First of all, only airlines can say they oversold something. You know what that is? That's a con. You can't sell something you don't have, take someone's money, and then say, well, we oversold it. You know, those guys in New York who were selling the Brooklyn Bridge, to their credit, never said, man, we oversold bridges. We had the 59th Street Bridge, we had the Manhattan Bridge, we had the Brooklyn Bridge, but we sold two Brooklyn bridges. We oversold our bridge. No, only an airline can do that. So it's an airline, right? You have no choice. You take it or leave it, and you can't get mad or raise your voice because that's a federal crime. So you have to take your screw in quietly. They did give me an all but useless $300 voucher. And the reason I say all but useless, anyone out there who has tried to use an airline voucher will know what I mean. There's a bunch of regulations. You can't use it here. You can't use it there. Then if you try to use it and then you change it, that's $200 out of your $300 for a change fee. But you can't pay the change fee. You can't pay the change fee on a voucher with the voucher. How's that for a scam? So I got beat by American Airlines. 2016 is not starting out good for me. First, I get beat on the internet by a guy selling sneakers. Now I got beat by American Airlines. So I guess this year is going to be just every week somebody hit me with a $300 con. Take your shot next week. See what you can get me for. Okay, let's get out of my problems and into the podcast. As I said on my last podcast, I was expecting a story, an executive order from the president, from President Barack Obama regarding this gun thing and how out of control guns are, and he did it. He gave a speech. It was a moving speech. He started out, you know, this is the one issue where we do see the anger of the president. You don't often see Barack Obama get emotional, but this is one issue that seems to really get to him. So he talked about Congress and Congress being held hostage, beholden, whatever word you want to use, to the NRA and how they'll never do anything. So he's going to have to do something on the executive orders. When he talked about the kids being killed in Sandy Hook and the many mass shootings, he teared up. He cried, which, of course, the right wing jumped all over him for crying. You know, they say he's soft anyway. And how dare you cry over children being killed, you weak-ass president, punk-ass. Even Sarah Palin jumped in, and I couldn't bring myself to read what she said because it was Sarah Palin. So, you know, Sarah don't cry. When Sarah shoot them damn kids herself to show what a man she is. But anyway, getting away from all that nonsense, basically, he outlined a plan, more background checks, thorough background checks, and background checks of everyone selling guns, trying to remove the gun show loophole, which basically is if you sell guns at a gun show, it was kind of considered one guy selling a gun to another, you know, friends selling guns, so there wasn't going to be any background checks. The truth is, it was a big loophole, and a lot of guns were being sold that way. And these guns were bought and these guns were transferred across straight state lines from a state like Indiana or, you know, I'm just using Indiana as an example, South Carolina, places where it's easy to buy a gun, Arizona. You go to a gun show there, you stock up, and then you go to places where guns are more difficult and you make a lot of money reselling them, Chicago, New York, et cetera, et cetera. So he's trying to close that loophole by saying anyone selling a gun has to be licensed and there has to be a background check. He wants to increase the number of officers with the ATF doing background checks, states having to report one to another about people's criminal backgrounds, mental health backgrounds, etc. He also talked about more money being spent on mental health and smart guns. And he brought up a good point that, you know, we have aspirin that are childproof, but we don't have childproof guns. Smart gun technology would use something like a fingerprint or, you know, some identifying marker that only the owner of the gun could shoot the gun. That's what he said. Now, what they heard, what the right wing heard was, some bitch, Obama, violated the Constitution, gonna come to my house, gonna take my gun, gonna walk in my house, take my gun, some bitch, and no president has ever before used an executive order for anything. He's the first one, he's a fascist, and he's trying to take away the Constitution, use martial law, and some NASCAR. Listen, it's ridiculous. It's been said every time he does an executive order, people have to be reminded that Reagan and Bush used more executive orders than Barack Obama. Dwight D. Eisenhower used an executive order to end school segregation. Executive orders are used, and quite often they're used when Congress is stagnant on an issue, which is the case with the United States and guns. There was a town hall moderated by Anderson Cooper, who really shouldn't be moderating anything more important than the New Year's Eve party, but they were there talking about, again, it's an interesting thing, the right wing and the Constitution, okay? Their Constitution has an on-off switch, which I'll get to later, but the arguments are funny because they argue, it's almost like they're arguing with themselves, like they're like, okay, Obama, we have enough gun laws. We don't need another gun law. This law is going to be ineffective, right? So the law is going to be ineffective. And then they'll argue, why are you coming to our house and taking our guns? Well, if it's ineffective, then he's not coming to your house and taking your gun. Like, it can't be both. Either it's going to be some kind of new martial law where we're walking into the houses taking guns, or it's completely ineffective. I don't know. But, you know, they marched out a few people. One of the interesting people there was the widow of the American sniper saying that, you know, I need a gun to protect my home. And the thing is, there's nothing in this executive order. There's nothing about taking away guns. It's just about common sense to everyone. And the majority of people support this, by the way. Common sense rules about licensing and registering guns. So maybe we have a little better idea of who has guns. Maybe there's a little more ability to track a gun. And here's the word they're really scared of. Maybe there's some responsibility to the gun owners. You know, gun manufacturers are not responsible at all. Auto manufacturers are held to a much higher standard of responsibility than gun manufacturers. If you buy a car and the brakes just go out, or like Toyota, what did Toyota go through? Toyota went through the acceleration thing, which wasn't even really their fault, but they still had huge fines and lawsuits. General Motors had the problem with the ignition keys. If you buy guns, if gun manufacturers manufacture a gun wrong, it doesn't shoot properly, it jams, it doesn't shoot accurately, you can't do anything. They're not held responsible. Why? Because they got the NRA and some damn good lobbyists. So I wish the president luck with this. I support it. It's common sense. It's not over-the-top gun regulation. It's something that we have needed to do forever, and the Congress refused to act. So he did, and good for him, and let's hope it works. Moving on, and I said I was going to try to make the podcast lighter. I can't make it much lighter or much better than this story. I love this story, okay? We're talking about guns. I'm talking about guns. And as you know, if a black man has a gun, he's a thug. And if a brown man has a gun, he's a terrorist. And if a white man has a gun, he's a patriot. Well, you know those patriots up in Oregon, led by Cliven Bundy's son, Armand Bundy, have taken over federal land. They've taken over a birdhouse, basically a bird sanctuary, a visitor sanctuary, whatever. It's funny. It's blatantly wrong. It's amazing the government doesn't do anything about it. But in the end, it's pretty funny. Well, an artist named Colin Malloy, who's the front man for a, check this out, an indie folk rock band, The Decemberists. Okay, and this guy's a hipster all the way, from the hair to the beard. Never thought I'd be supporting one of them. But I'm with you on this one, Colin. Colin has started a new hashtag with these idiots up in this Oregon militia called Bundy Erotic Fan Fiction. Bundy Erotic Fanfic. And you have to read this, because what he's doing basically is writing gay erotic fiction using the characters from this Oregon militia on Twitter. An example, they huddle together for warmth. The cold of Amon's Ruger 22 against Brian's naked thigh sent the thrill up his spine. Another one. Jason pressed Jed against a rack of Birds of Oregon books. His breath was sweet with jerky. Somewhere an egret cried. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You know, there's times when Twitter is a waste of time. It's stupid. But there's times when Twitter is great. And this is one of them. So look for this hashtag, Bundy Erotic Fanfic, or look up Colin Malloy, or however. You got to read some of these, because it is hilarious. It's basically one of these stories where he started it, he wrote a few, and then people chime in with others and keep the story going. And I don't know how these badass heroes up in Oregon feel right now, but, you know, somebody should get them some snacks. Have you heard about this? They're hungry. They need snacks. They're like tributes in the Hunger Games, and they're waiting for a sponsor to parachute in some chips, perhaps. I don't know. I love that one. What else do we have going on? You know, again, the Constitution, the on and off switch. Okay. So Obama wants to do an executive order about guns. Constitution on. Second Amendment, some bitch, we got the right to have a gun, take a gun to Chipotle, anywhere I want to go, right to have a gun. That's Constitution, all right? Constitution on. Now, gay marriage made it to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court passed a decision. Gay marriage legal. Constitution off. Alabama Chief Justice, yeah, Alabama, you know my theory with these southern states. Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore has issued an order prohibiting Alabama probate judges from issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. That's right. Supreme Court be damned. Who cares that the Constitution has said that the Supreme Court it determines the law of the land, okay? Remember how it works. Executive branch, legislative branch, judicial branch. The judicial branch checks it out, says, good law, bad law. On this one, they said, yeah, that's the law. It's a good law. Gays can get married. Not in Alabama. Because Justice Moore said that it's, okay, he's a state Supreme Court justice, but he's also the administrative the head of the Alabama court system. So he's all the judges in Alabama. He's their boss. And he said that they cannot issue same-sex licenses. Now, there's a little, I'm not a lawyer. If a lawyer reads this, there is a slight chance. Basically, this is what happens. The decision, the Obergefell decision, this is the one that the decision the Supreme Court used to legalize gay marriage, it applied to, well, they're saying, this judge is saying that it only applies to the five states that were party to the lawsuit. But that's not how it works. If the Supreme Court says it, it applies to all 50 states, not just the 5 states in a lawsuit. So that's his argument. It's a ridiculous argument. It's an embarrassing argument considering he's a Supreme Court justice. But you have to look at the fact that Alabama only recognized interracial marriage in the year 2000. So they're not going to rush right into this whole gay marriage thing. So here we have a situation. Okay, Constitution off. Constitution on for guns, Constitution off for the gays who want to get married. Now, let's move on, because we got another Constitution situation here. Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is getting birthered by Donald Trump. And this is a beautiful thing. This is a beautiful thing. So, as you probably know, most people do, Ted Cruz was born in Canada. He was born in Calgary. And a few years ago, he renounced his Canadian citizenship to get ready to run for president. Now, Ted Cruz is a citizen of the United States. Ted Cruz is eligible to be president because, although he was born, physically born in another country, his mother is an American citizen. She met the requirements. There are certain requirements as far as how long you have to live in the country, et cetera, et cetera. She met all the requirements. He's a citizen. His mother is an American citizen. His father is a Cuban refugee. We don't talk about that because he doesn't like refugees, except for his father, who was a Cuban one. Good thing his dad wasn't Syrian, but we don't talk about that. We also aren't supposed to question his right to be president. We only do that with Barack Obama, who was actually born in the United States. Yes, Sarah, Hawaii is one of the 50 states, but Obama's father was Kenyan, so we got to, that's some bit, not American, just show birth ticket, show was fake, and we still, okay, well, one of the big birthers, of course, was Big Birthers. That's hilarious. One of the guys pushing that birther thing on Obama was Donald Trump. So we've been waiting for Donald Trump to question Ted Cruz's eligibility to be president. And, of course, now that Ted Cruz has passed Trump in the Iowa polls, you know, Trump did it. He's like, I'm not saying he's not a citizen. I'm just saying, do we want to put in a candidate that the Democrats might question his citizenship? See how Trump did that? So you've got now birthers.org. They've jumped on it. And this guy, Bear, who run Teo Bear, he says he warned about the issue of Ted Cruz's birth back in 2014. And okay, I'm going to tell you what he said. I'm going to read this quote and let you figure it out. So T.O. Bear says he warned us about Ted Cruz in 2014. And this is the quote. Let me ask you a question. If you were dating a girl and came to realize that she wanted to get serious and wanted to have children and you didn't want puppies, do you think I should tell her I don't want puppies? I don't understand that at all. She wants to have children, and I don't want puppies. Some bitch. Maybe Ted Cruz isn't qualified to be president. And the beautiful thing about this T.O. Bear guy says he's tired of being called a kook. He's tired of it. Why are we calling him a kook? So the weird argument that they're having is the Constitution talks about natural-born citizens. And, of course, they're saying that if you're not born in the United States, in other words, on U.S. soil, you're not a natural-born citizen. Forget about what the Constitution says. These guys always know what the Founding Fathers meant. So the Constitution is both on and off on this one. He says that they think Ted Cruz is a terrific candidate, but can't endorse him because here it is. This is a good one. Charles Kirchner, a self-described retired professional electrical engineer, and he was one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit against Obama, okay, says he thinks it's time for Cruz to drop out of the race entirely. This is his quote. What if next time it's North Korea? Okay, and he said about cruises, country of birth, you're either pregnant or you're not. Why do we have to go to these more exotic candidates? You know, because Canada, that we're talking exotic right there. But he explained, natural-born citizens are created by natural law and the laws of nature and nature's creator, not man-made laws. Okay, you got that? If Jesus didn't create you in the United States of America like Jesus meant, then you ain't qualified to be president, some bitch. NASCAR. All right, that Ted Cruz is legally qualified to be president. I'm going to stop right there. What else is going on? Oh, speaking to this Republican presidential thing, here's another. Somebody get them a map. Get them a GPS. Help them out somehow. It's, you know, we had Ben Carson with his crazy map of the eastern United States that somehow had New York north of Boston or whatever. Well, now Donald Trump is showing a commercial where he shows a bunch of Latin people sneaking over a border. The problem is they're sneaking over the border into Morocco. Yeah, it's not the United States. His commercial is showing people sneaking in, immigrants sneaking into Morocco, climbing over a fence, which is a fence he wishes he had. And I don't know what the hell. Would you just get him? He got a lot of money. Get him a GPS. Get him a Garmin. And they'd be like, oh, that's Morocco, not Texas. Luminosity isn't that smart. You've heard of Luminosity. You've seen their commercials for the games, the mind games you play that are going to make you smarter. Well, they got fined $2 million because guess what? Their games don't make you smarter. They should have been smarter. They should have been smart enough to avoid that $2 million fine. That was low-hanging fruit, folks. That one was easy. Finally, I love this, Powerball. Powerball is up to, well, this Saturday, Powerball will be up to $700 million, which is great because that's enough to make it worth playing. Don't you love people who always say, well, it ain't worth, if I'm only going to win $200 million, that ain't worth playing. Well, $500 million is worth playing. So Fox 5 News from Las Vegas went to the town of Prim because, oddly, you cannot buy Powerball tickets in Nevada because they don't want the competition from lottery gambling. They want you to gamble in casinos. Prim is right on the border of California and Nevada, so they have quite a few people who go to Prim and then jump over the border into California to buy these Powerball tickets. And they were interviewing people, what would you do with the money? What would you do with the money? And they asked one guy, what would you do with the money? And he looked at her and said he'd blow it on a bunch of hookers and cocaine. She started laughing and walked away. There you go. There you go. If I win $700 million, I'm blowing it on hookers and cocaine. My man, you know something? I hope he wins. And he can go out Lamar Odom style. Good for him. That's all I got this week. It's a light week. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just lighter because I'm working in Bermuda and it sure beats honest work. But anyway, who's paying attention? Thank you for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to try to buy a Powerball ticket. And if I win $700 million, if I win $700 million and I can find the hooker and cocaine guy, I'm going to give him $100,000 straight up. I'm going to just say, here you go. I'm here to start you off. Have a ball. Thanks for listening.